doing what we can this morning to try and get you out of the house and onto the trails, any place and anywhere in the great state of Arizona. I think you're closer to a trailhead wherever you are than you probably realize. We were talking about southern Arizona, and Tucson has a great rim loop trail.
Yeah.
It's like 110 miles long.
Every town does just about. You know, Prescott has the Prescott Circle Trail that goes around. Sedona has over 300 miles of trails weaving among the red rocks alone stuff. My theory is everybody in Arizona lives within 15 minutes of a trailhead.
Yeah.
Whether it's a state park, national forest, county park, something. You can find a place close to your house. You can walk out your door and onto the trail and start getting in shape and ready, losing a little weight, getting ready for some hamburgers.
Encounter wildlife, take advantage of the viewing of the geology. Bird watching is a great pastime. We got all the grandkids engaged in geocaching. There's not a trail in Arizona that doesn't have some little geocache store along. It's lots of fun. The kids think they're like discovering treasures and stuff. You'll be at Mesa Convention Center this morning at 10:15.
Okay. And to 10:45. It's a short little talk, but then I'll be at the Sedona Public Library on Thursday at 5:30.
Fantastic. Roger, again, thanks a million for coming.
Always
down
a pleasure.
You.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
A blast. The staycation.
Yeah, May is just about over. You have a couple more days to enter for the June staycation.
Yeah, we pick about the 15th, don't we? So by middle of next week, we will pick the June winner.
And they will be going to Greer to the Lazy Trout cabin and lodge up there. But this month, our winner got to go, took their Sanderson F-150, went up to Snowflake and stayed at the Heritage Inn, which is a 1890s Victorian pioneer home, decorated Victorian style, just lovely. You can have a little bed and breakfast, and then lots of places to get out and visit while you're up there. Some of the state parks that are close by are the Homolavi. Is that right?
Homolavi.
I did it right three times before.
I know. It's
harder.
It's one of those tongue twisters for sure.
And Fool Hollow Lake we talked about earlier.
I can never get Tumacacori out.
Tumacacori.
I can never get it.
I know.
Well, and then they got to go. Our staycation winners go out with a $250 gift card.
Yes.
And they go out with a gift basket. And this month's gift basket was by My Popcorn Kitchen. And boy, what a cool website. You can order. This season they have barbecue flavored popcorn. But you can get tins in your favorite major baseball league. They have all kinds of creative tins and flavors. So great place to check out.
Sibley's West is a big supporter of the staycation. Serena Candies.
Sphinx State Ranch.
Coyote Ode Cookies.
Yeah.
So you go to rosieonthehouse.com and you register to win. Every month we have a different designated location where we've already arranged for the lodging. You get out to Sanderson Ford. People ask me all the time from other parts of the state, well, if I don't live in Phoenix, it's hard for me to get the vehicle. Look, if you win, you let us know what vehicle you want. We'll find a way to get it to you. It's a family, the very first staycation winner ever was down in Vail and was going to go to Ash Fork for their high school reunions. So they drove through town and grabbed a Mustang, I believe, and ran up to the high school reunion in Ash Fork. So, yes, it's open to anybody and everybody from around the state. We get you a Sanderson Ford vehicle of your choice, whatever's out on the demo lot. You get to pick it out and test drive it. And they're very generous.
They work
with you. 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, whatever it is you want, they arrange it. Jennifer gets the gift card for the gasoline. Sanderson Ford gives it to you full of gas. Then we have these other partners and our lodging partners all across the great state of Arizona, and we put these packages together. So you put in now, Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll be drawing a winner for who gets to go to Greer in June.
You know, it's always been a popular feature, the staycation, but it's multiplied since we decided to, actually Romy's idea, go ahead and plan out the whole thing. Because I think some people, it's too overwhelming. We have so many cool places to go, they just think, well, I don't have time or anything. But if you know where you're going, you know, you can look on the website under staycation and see what each of the months is. Pick one you like, pick one you're interested in, and put in for that one.
It's great. We appreciate Sanderson Ford sponsoring that. We appreciate our friend Roger Naylor coming in this morning and talking about all his trail adventures and books hot off the press and coming off the press. Again, Roger, thanks again.
Always great seeing you guys.
Mesa Convention Center in a couple hours.
10:15.
And what is that, the storytelling and travel expo?
Yeah, so there'll be a whole bunch of storytellers there. There'll be booths. So if you want to learn about where to go around this great state, that's the place to be for today, I think. And I've got a sheet of some of my travel tips with restaurants and trails and stuff all around that I'll be handing out. So
Roger Naylor, go ahead.
I said we got the cheat sheet because we don't get to go.
Roger Naylor is an Arizona expert on the best pizza joints in the state, the best Mexican food restaurants. Best barbecue joints in the state, the best hamburgers in the state, and the best trails and trailheads in the state. I'm looking forward to that sixth book, The Paired Drives and Trailheads. I'll be waiting for that one.
Excellent.
John Eisenhower, our certified tree arborist, here in the next hour, talking your trees.